This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You have heard, I will guess, maybe here, maybe elsewhere, about something called universal basic income, programs that give people cash to spend fundamentally however they want. There are also guaranteed income programs that focus on people usually on the margins of this economy, people just out of prison or low-income mothers. Now, organizations in a couple of cities, New York and San Francisco, to name just two of them, are piloting those kinds of programs for artists, guaranteed income to support people's jobs. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
It was the beginning of the pandemic, and McKinley West was frustrated. His DJ jobs dried up overnight, which means his income had too. So Mickey Breeze, that's his DJ name, did the only thing he could think of. He wrote a song about it.
Yeah. They tell me more money, more problems. Baby, I disagree. It's no money, all problems in the life that we lead. Like money came by happiness, you should come shopping with me. The sad truth is the better things in life ain't free.
Literally all of these problems that you have with family, with cars, with mental health, with content can in some shape, way, or form be solved with money. And I hate it when people demonize it.
West sold off thousands of dollars of speakers, DJ controllers, and synthesizers to pay his bills. And then, just when he thought he'd hit the bottom, he got an email from Springboard for the Arts, a nonprofit in Minnesota, saying he'd been selected for its guaranteed income pilot. $500 a month for 18 months, no strings attached.
I've literally been using it to restart or kickstart my career from a bit of a dead zone.
West bought back his DJ equipment. He put some money into maintaining his SUV, which he uses to haul gear to events, and some of the stipend has gone to basics like groceries. This is one of the things that can make income programs controversial. Recipients aren't necessarily required to use the money in a specific way. They don't even have to put it towards making art. Amy Castro co-directs the Center for Guaranteed Income Research at the University of Pennsylvania, which is partnering with the pilot in Minnesota.
No, people aren't required to sort of continue to demonstrate that they are producing a particular art piece or that there's no juried competition to see who is producing the better public art installation.
To qualify for the program in Minnesota, artists had to show they'd been adversely affected by the pandemic. Artists of color were prioritized, but beyond that, recipients were selected at random. Castro says that's the whole point, to not decide whether an artist is good or bad, but to give them an opportunity to grow.
The existing art world functions not on trying to create space and equality around sort of who gets to produce, who gets access to funding, who gets gallery space. And what these projects are offering is something completely different.
But like any experiment, the private foundations funding these programs will want to understand the results, which means the programs have to measure some kind of outcome. Sarah Calderon is the executive director of Creatives Rebuild New York.
Does it help them produce more work, to participate in more shows? Does it help them get the next grant, get the next thing, right?
Creatives Rebuild New York has two income pilots, a guaranteed income program and an employment program that gives artists a $65,000 salary per year for 2 years. Playwright Jessie J. Hoon was chosen to work on new productions and community events for Asian Americans with Mayi Theater Company in New York City. It means no more 3 a.m. writing sessions to work around his daytime admin job. Creating is now his full-time job.
Which is one of the most valuable things for an artist is just having the time to really flesh out your process and your creative work.
And he admits he's really looking forward to the health insurance benefit.
The first thought I had was, oh my God, I can get new glasses. I can get a teeth cleaning.
He says that will give him the mental space he needs to make better work. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.